Welcome to Listen Out Podcast, the heaviest 5 minutes of your day. My name is Kuno Fernandes and you listen out to Sirenia. Listen Up Podcast is meant to bring metal to your day, covering the good stuff in metal. Here you listen to a 5 minutes review for an amazing album every day. There are tons of heavy metal podcasts around, but Listen Up is the only one with masterclass metal curation, shredding your timeline every morning. And today we will listen to Sirenia with the album Them Days of the Lore. Sirenia is a 21st century stalwart of gothic metal, formed in 2001 under the name of Master of Sirenia. They later chanted to Sirenia before the release of their debut album at Sixes and Sevens. In 2002, and the band is now ready to release their seventh album, Them Days of the Lore. Morten Wallen, the mastermind behind Sirenia, composes and plays all instruments on the albums, and the lineup comprises full-time live musicians to play the music on stage. Sirenia is known for rarely having a bass player on stage. They play on bass lines being played in the background. Other active member in Sirenia is the fourth and new vocalist Emmanuel Zodem. The Dim Days of the Lore is Sirenia's first album with Emmanuel's. Response to previous albums by Sirenia have somewhat been neutral, with some albums being extremely good and others average. Getting to the album, the atmosphere that surrounds you on playing the first track, Goddess of the Sea, is directly reflection to the title of the album. It almost incapacitates you. The chorus only enhances that experience. The theatrical aura that the album creates in you can only be felt. The songs, although catchy, are unable to pull the listener into the uniformity of the thoughts that the band intended to do with this. Over time, fans have developed a love and a hate relationship with Sirenia, and after releasing two great albums consecutively, Perils of the Deep Blue and The Seventh Life Path, they are expecting another great album, but Them Days of the Lore has nothing new to offer to them except the vocalist. The 12th Hour, Cloud 9, and Ashes to Ashes are some of the noteworthy tracks on the album. Moreover, because the production and mixing of the album is good, these tracks stand out as unique. Otherwise, the album sounds no different than any other gothic metal album. Emmanuel hits the right notes with her high-pitched opera vocals, but there is a certain level of disconnection in her voice, not between vocals and the listeners, but between the music and the vocals. Needless to say that she's a vocalist of a great caliber. Her opera and rock voice is close to perfection, but the disconnection reduces the effectiveness of the music. And that's how we bid farewell to Listen Now. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and everywhere in the internet. You can find us on our website, listenoutcast.podomatic.com. Please go there, subscribe to our cast there, follow us there. Follow us on Twitter too, @listenoutcast. Look out for us on iTunes with Listen Now. It's written as one word. And don't forget to share this podcast to all of your friends who listen to Sirenia. And those ones who don't listen to Sirenia also, using the heaviest hashtag in the internet, #listennow.